today we are concluding our January teaching series, Firmly Rooted, Living from Identity in Christ. In week one, we talked about being firmly rooted in Christ and building our lives on a strong spiritual foundation. In week two, we talked about being secure in who God says we are. And in week three, last week, we talked about belonging and living as people who are adopted into God's family. Today, we close this series by talking about how this identity continues to shape our daily lives. We're talking about abiding in Christ. Now, abiding is not about trying harder. Abiding is about staying connected. Abiding is about living from relationship, not effort. When we remain connected to Jesus, our lives grow stronger, our faith grows deeper, and we begin to produce spiritual fruit that lasts.
Before we go further, we invite you to stay connected with us. If these teachings help you grow in your faith, please subscribe to this channel and join us each week. You can also turn on notifications so you don't miss future teachings. We are grateful to walk this journey of faith together.
Our scripture today comes from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples."
Jesus uses a very simple picture. He says that he is the vine and we are the branches. A branch has one job. A branch must remain connected to the vine. If the branch stays connected, life flows into it. The branch grows, the branch produces fruit. If the branch disconnects, it dries up, it becomes weak, it cannot produce anything. Jesus teaches us the same truth about our spiritual lives. We do not grow strong by trying harder. We grow strong by staying connected to Jesus. Abiding means to live close to him. We remain with him. We depend on him. Many people think discipleship is about doing more, trying harder, and pushing ourselves forward. But Jesus shows us a different path. A healthy Christian life grows from connection, not pressure.
Think about a phone that is running low on battery. A phone can't charge itself by effort. It must connect to power. In the same way, our souls cannot recharge by willpower alone. We must remain connected to Christ. Yes. We were not designed to live from our own strength. We were designed to live from God's presence.
Ask yourself, have I been trying to live the Christian life without staying closely connected to Jesus? Have I been depending on my own strength instead of his? Jesus invites us to stay connected.
Yeah. Jesus says something very direct here. He says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." That is a humbling statement, but it's also a freeing statement.
Yes.
Jesus is not saying that we can't do anything at all in life. We can work, plan, and accomplish many things. But Jesus is saying that without him, we cannot produce lasting spiritual fruit.
Yeah.
We cannot manufacture love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control through effort alone. Mm-hmm. These qualities grow as we remain with Jesus. Fruit is the overflow of a life connected to Christ. This is important because many believers feel discouraged. They try to be more patient, but they still feel frustrated. They try to overcome fear, but anxiety keeps returning. They want to forgive, but the pain is still there. When that happens, the answer is not always more effort. Often, the answer is a deeper connection.
Amen.
Abiding does not remove all struggle, mm-hmm. but it changes the source of the strength.
Yes. Jesus also talks about pruning. Pruning is part of growth. Mm-hmm. Pruning is not punishment. A gardener prunes a healthy plant so it becomes more fruitful. Sometimes God removes things from our lives. Sometimes he reshapes our priorities. Sometimes he changes our direction. Pruning can feel uncomfortable, but it is not a sign that God has left you. It is often a sign that God is growing you. If you are in a season of change or loss or stretching, you are not alone. Stay connected to Jesus. Trust him in the pruning. God grows fruit in every season.
Now, if you're comfortable, we invite you to share in the comments. What helps you stay connected to Jesus in your daily life? Your response may encourage someone else who is trying to remain faithful in a busy or difficult season. Jesus says, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." That verse teaches us something very important. Abiding includes the words of Jesus living inside us. Mm-hmm. This means we don't just visit Scripture occasionally. We allow Scripture to shape us. When we read God's Word, we are not simply gathering information. We are staying connected to the heart of God. The Word of God renews our minds. It strengthens our faith. It corrects our direction, mm-hmm. and comforts our hearts.
Jesus also connects abiding with prayer. When we remain with him, our desires begin to change. Our prayers become more aligned with his will. We begin to ask for the things God loves. Prayer is not a performance. Prayer is a relationship. Abiding means that we keep moving forward towards Jesus throughout the day. We talk to him. We listen. We repent. We thank him. We trust. And slowly, over time, fruit grows.
Here is a simple daily routine that helps many believers. Read a short passage of Scripture. Ask God what he's showing you. Pray one honest prayer in response, and obey one small step of faith. Small steps of abiding produce lasting spiritual growth.
As we close this series, let us remember what we have learned. Being firmly rooted in Christ gives us a strong foundation. Knowing our identity in Christ gives us confidence and it gives us peace. Belonging to God's family reminds us we are adopted, not abandoned.
Now we take the next step. We learn to abide. We stay connected to Jesus. We depend on his strength. We allow his word to shape us. We pray with trust, and we grow slowly and faithfully.
Fruit does not appear overnight. Fruit grows over time. If you feel discouraged, do not give up. Stay connected to Jesus. Remain in Him. And trust God to grow what is needed in your life. If this teaching encouraged you, please share it with someone who needs strength and hope today. God often uses simple moments of encouragement to help people stay connected to Christ. Thank you for being part of our global Cell Life Church family.
Yes. So this week, we encourage you to practice abiding in this simple way. Read John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8 each day. Choose one verse that stands out to you. Pray and ask Jesus to help you remain connected to Him. And take one small step of obedience in response. As you remain connected to Christ, God will grow fruit in your life. So this concludes our series, Firmly Rooted, Living from Identity in Christ. And we are so grateful that you joined us. In the coming weeks, we will continue teaching God's Word and encouraging you to live with faith, courage, and hope in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We're glad you joined us today. If God used this message to encourage you, we invite you to continue with another video on your screen and share it with someone else who may be walking a similar journey.